And it's buffering. I had it all ready to go. All right, hold on a second. Maybe it was the closed captioning that did it. I even simplified the technology for us all this morning. Let's start it again. Oh my goodness. Well, everyone, it's a really pretty song. It's on the order of service, so you can watch it. She has a bunch of songs. I'll just leave it small and see if that will do it, because it usually requires this quite a bit. Worth the wait. Okay. So we have welcome and announcements. My name is Renee Deschard. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I am program chair and Prairie Fire News editor, and I'm on the building design committee. I think that's it for now. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. Later in the service, we will invite guests and visitors and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. We'll also have joys and concerns during our virtual coffee hour. And then on Sunday mornings and sometimes Saturday mornings, like today, we provide a wide variety of services. They are presented either by a Prairie member or our Prairie community, like today, or a member of the greater community, like a nonprofit or professor, all different types. So, just want to draw your attention that we do have the shared offering this quarter with Street Pulse. It provides an income for an outlet for marginalized Madison residents. And if you click on that button, that should take you to the Prairie page for giving. And also, there's some upcoming events. So we have our virtual coffee hour tomorrow. FUS is doing kind of a more internal service, although you're welcome to watch it. I know a lot of other people have suggested other UUs to go visit. Any larger congregation, I think, has streaming at this point. We have Wednesday Fun. Then we have the Teen Health Workshop. We have, if you want to do the FUS Flower Communion, and then we also have our parish meeting at 11:15 a.m. via Zoom. And further on, Dan has sent out some more information about kind of how that will be working. And I think this Sunday he's going to go through during the coffee hour and talk more about it as well. So people are interested in that. So the next thing we have is the chalice lighting. And we have Rachel. Hold on, I'm going to unmute you. And Martin, so Martin, you should be on.
Okay, this is by Florence Kaplow. We light this chalice in honor of the animal realm. Furred and hoofed, two-legged, four-legged, many-legged. Fanged and clawed, gentle and fierce, wild and tame. May we remember that all animals are our relatives, worthy of our care and respect.
Thank you so much. And I see Rachel's lighting a chalice. If you have a chalice at home and you'd like to light, you can do that. I have my disco chalice over here. That is multicolored because I can't find where the remote went. So that's all the colors. And then we have our silent meditation. So I will hit the chime to start it, and then I'll hit the chime again. So hopefully we can... All right. And next we have the story for all ages, and I actually have a physical book here. So this one is called Who Will Be My Friend? It's written and illustrated by Jeannie? I'm not sure how to say her first name. Jeannie, and her last name's also really tricky. So you can look at that and figure out how to pronounce that one, but Styzinski, I'm going to go with that. So I picked it because it has animals, it has animals in them. All right. And also this author is a Wisconsin author. So I'm not sure where she is in Wisconsin, but I got the book signed in Wisconsin. So Little Owl raced through the forest. She knew it would be dark soon. Who will be my friend? Who can come and play? A friendly firefly heard Little Owl. The firefly was also looking for a friend and wanted to play. He flew to the top of a tree branch and signaled Little Owl, but the sky was still too light. Little Owl did not see the friendly firefly and flew right past. Firefly followed the Little Owl into the forest. Little Owl flew to see Cardinal. Cardinal, Cardinal, can you come and play? No, my cheerful song needs to rest, and the sun is going to sleep, said Cardinal. Coraline, I'm reading. Okay, all right. You come look at the computer. Can you see from there? Okay, there we go. Look at the computer. Little Owl flew to see Chickadee. Chickadee, Chickadee, can you come and play? No, my chickadee beak can't make another peep, and the sun is going to sleep, said Chickadee. Little Owl flew to see Robin. Robin, Robin, can you come and play? No, I've had a long day of finding worms, and the sun is going to sleep, said Robin. Little Owl flew to see the Blue Jay. Blue Jay, Blue Jay, can you come and play? No, my tummy aches from the acorns I ate, and the sun is going to sleep, said Blue Jay. I'll kind of skip forward, but basically all the animals do not want to play with Owl. So here's Finch. Woodpecker's a no. Bluebird's a no. Turkey's a no. Nobody can play with me. Who will be my friend? That's pretty sad. Darkness filled the night. In the distance, Little Owl saw a beautiful blinking light and flew towards it. I will be your friend, said the firefly. I will come and play with you. I am not a bird, but I stay up all night just like you, and I am looking for a new friend, too. Little Owl had never played with a firefly before, and this was her chance to make a new friend. Little Owl and Firefly flew off to play with Firefly's lights showing the way. And that actually has a list of all the birds in the book, their color, their food, their song, and type of nest. And it has some bird feeders that people can make at home. So I picked that book also because sometimes you might have a friend who's there, but you haven't recognized them or you didn't know they were there yet. So I thought that was kind of a nice story. All right, now for our presentation. I'm going to pause the recording for a second.
There for long. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, they can see her.
Okay, so this is Peanut. We've had her, how long has it been now?
About 6 weeks.
yeah, we adopted her right at the beginning of quarantine when the MITC vet tech program needed homes for their cats. immediately found out she had tapeworms. And yes, it's been a roller coaster ever since. She's lovely. Except sometimes poops and it's really, really smelly. Yes, this is Peanut.
Great. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, and you can just say their name and, like, your favorite thing about them or how long you've had them or, you know, whatever information you kind of want to share. Oh, Mingus wants to know how old Peanut is.
The vet told us she's 7, but she acts a lot like a younger cat. She chases balls around all the time, especially at, like, 3 in the morning, and just loves batting them around, so...
Yeah, she's pretty playful for being an adult. So the vet at MATC thought that she was 7, but our vet thought that maybe she was younger than that and that we really wouldn't have any way of knowing. So
awesome. Yeah, chatting is a good way because if we have a bunch of people on muting when people are presenting, it's going to be like chaos. So if you have a question, you can put it in the chat and Evan's monitoring that. I think we have Katrina, though, because I know Katrina said...
A real animal. This is GJ. She's a greyhound, and is she almost 8 or almost 9? I forget.
Almost
9. She'll be 9 in August. We got her when about 4 or 5 years ago, right after Tony and I got married. And she used to be a racer. Her name was Carolina Jitters when she was a racing dog, but we changed it to GJ when we got her, named after a character in a weird TV show called Top of the Lake, which I recommend. She is like a giant cat. She sleeps all day, but she can be really fast. If you take her to the dog park, she'll run around really fast for a minute or two, and then she's tired and lies down.
Oh, wait, I want
something to say. Okay, what do you want to say?
When Daddy comes down, she just runs around everywhere.
Yeah, when Tony wakes up, she knows that she gets to go out for the morning, so she, like, gets really jumpy and excited for a minute. But the rest of the day, sleep on the couch, and she takes up the whole couch.
Not all of it.
Pretty much.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
All right. Next up, we will go to Barb.
Stacy was sitting on my lap the whole time. Okay. I don't know if you heard that. Here's BC. He's been on my lap the whole time. And he was a stray. The year that we did our kitchen expansion, our house was kind of open and you could get into the garage, you could get into the house, you know, it was just plastic. And he started, well, earlier than that, I saw him around the neighborhood and I thought he was just some neighbor's cat that was, because he looked very healthy, that was wandering around. And we finally realized that he was sleeping up in the rafters of our garage. And he's very friendly, so he had the entire neighborhood feeding him. He would just go around. He was in love with the next door neighbor's dog. And then finally, when it started getting cold, we thought Bob took him in. and our cat at the time was, this is BC. We had Elsie, that stood for Little Crazy, and she just had a fit. If you didn't know what a hissy fit sounded like, that's what we heard. But we had no choice at that point. We took him in, and we've had him ever since, and they adjusted. So that's BC.
Great, thank you. Next up, we will go to Karen, just a moment.
You want to talk, Jesse?
Sure, this is Cricket.
He's one of our two cats, the only one that's currently with us, as in somewhere we could find him with the screen easily. Cuddlebug's still alive. He's just somewhere else. Yeah.
When did you get him?
When I was 8. We got both of them when I was 8.
Can I interrupt there?
Yeah.
When Jesse was about 3, we had other cats that we'd had for a long time. But when Jesse was about 3, they said, when can I have a cat that's all mine? And Andy said, oh, when you're 8, thinking that Jesse would forget about it forever. Well, when Jesse was 7, we heard from their second grade teacher that Jesse was drawing a little heart around the number 8 wherever it appeared on a math worksheet, because that was when they were going to get a cat of their own. So we got the two black kittens very soon after Jesse turned 8, and they're both great cats. And I think that's all we had to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Next up, we'll go to Kathy.
I don't have a holdy touchy cat. We had to shut her into the room we're in, and she's been very upset because we shut her in so we could get a picture. So this is her sitting on her place on her couch, and we've had her 9 years and she still doesn't want to be held. Her name is Allie. So that's our Allie.
Thank you. I also had a cat that never wanted to be held as a child. So I see, actually, Katrina, I think Ellison is back. So
okay, you want to show?
That he wore when it was cold out. And the puppet had belonged to another dog that I guess died, and one of our dog walkers gave it to us. And it was funny because I guess it must have smelled like that other dog, because Theo played with it just like he played with another real dog. But anyhow, I'm going to try to share my screen here.
Yep, you should be good.
Oh, all right. All right. So are people seeing this video?
Yes, we can see it.
Theo is the gray and black dog, and then the white one is Bella, and the all black one is Henry. And they were his two best friends. Henry was kind of his first really good friend. They met when Theo was about maybe 3 months old. And then eventually Henry's family got Bella. And so Theo met Bella when she was 3 months old or something like that. And so they were just immediate to best friends. And they went through this phase where every time they met, they just sort of immediately started wrestling with each other like this. And so, yeah, they all got along really great. And then actually, so Henry was obviously the oldest, and he ended up dying in March. He was diabetic for a while. And Bella is still around, and I actually happened to see her this morning, and she still, like if you say the word Theo, she gets excited and thinks that she's gonna, see her buddy again. So, yeah, they really remember their good friends. So anyhow.
Thank you for sharing, Kat. We're sorry for your loss.
All right. I see a hand by Mary and Patty. Just a second here.
Okay, I'm unmuted, I think.
Yep.
Okay, so this cat that is getting anxious from sitting so long on my lap is Rudy. We got him a couple of years ago. He belonged to someone who had died, and Patty saw that on Facebook, so we went to get him. And he's about 10 years old, and he's a Coon Muffin, according to his vet records, which means that he's a part Maine Coon and part Ragamuffin. He's a 17-pound cat and really, really big. And we don't let him outside. He has no claws, but he longs to go outside all the time. Patty, are you bringing Aggie? Patty's coming down with Aggie. She'll be here in a sec. Meanwhile, if I could show my screen. Can you make it able? Can you let me show my screen?
Yep, it just takes me a second.
Okay.
Now you can show your screen.
Okay, so let's see if this will work. Okay. Share. Did it share?
Yes, it did. I see a cat.
Gray cat. Okay, so this is Mabel, who is no longer with us, but we had her for several years. She was a cat out of the Humane Society. Beautiful cat. And we kept, Patty's son had her for a few years, and then when they moved to Minneapolis, they had a dog and didn't want to take Mabel, so Mabel came to us, and then when their dog died a couple years later, they took Mabel. She was getting pretty old by then. But she has kind of a little smile because she, when she was taken in by the Humane Society, she had bad teeth, and they had to remove that big, long tooth there, so she had a smile. Now, we found Aggie. So then here's Aggie. Aggie's a really bad cat. She sometimes sprays, and she has insists on going out. But we have armored our hall where she likes to spray with tinfoil, so it's really, really easy to clean up. But she's very affectionate. She likes to be held while you watch TV. What else can you say about her?
Not too much good.
But she's my cat. She loves to sleep on the bed. She loves to be in any like a warm, tight spot.
She's pretty.
Her whole name is Agatha Rose, and I called her that because when we got her, it took a long time for me to think of a name. But she has stripes, kind of like an agate. So that's where Aggie comes from. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I see Carl with a cat and a hand. So we'll go that and then Penny after that. So one moment here. All right, Carl, you're up.
Okay. Bob Park just posted a link to the video about losing our dog, Ruby, this morning. But Ruby has, we've had to put Ruby down, so that left us with Tashi as our only house pet, and this is Tashi, and we've had her maybe 8 or 10 years. About 8 or 10 years ago, Judy started fostering feral cats for the Feral Cat Society, and we had a room in the basement full of feral cats, and people would come in to look at them and pick one out to adopt, and they all got adopted except Tashi, who hid way up in a corner in the basement, and we couldn't get her to come out. She was just wouldn't come out. And so nobody adopted her. And so finally, all the feral cats were gone except for Tashi, and we just decided to keep her. And it took us probably a couple of weeks to coax her out before she would come out and trust us at all. But after, you know, those of you who've been to our house and met her, she's the friendliest cat now. She finally decided that people were okay after all. So this is Tashi.
Thank you.
You ready? This is Ed. He's about 8 years old, and we had his DNA tested. And on one side, he's part Jack Russell and part Schnauzer. And on the other side, they didn't identify anything. Papa must have been quite a rolling stone. Ed is very treat oriented, and he has a whole library of puzzles that he loves to work to get his treats out. He's definitely an omnivore because whenever I get the stuff out to make a salad, he's right there to share anything crunchy like bell peppers or celery or cucumber. Ed likes to watch TV, and things like Animal Planet or a Chewy commercial, and he gets up and runs across the room and goes to the TV and barks and barks and barks until you just want to throw your shoe at him. Ed would like to sing for you this morning, and if anybody wants to unmute and join in, he would love it. But are you ready, Ed? Come on. Oh! And you got anything else to say, Ed? He's been great company during all this time. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Betty.
All right. I see Holly with a hand up, but it looks like we just lost video. There we are. Holly, you're up.
Okay. So I'm sharing Jasmine. There are actually more animals than people in our house. So that's been a challenge and I guess a good thing. This is Jazzy. She's been with me since the kids were babies, and I call her my co-parent because, when I would have two kids running in opposite directions, Jasmine would go after one of them, usually Ivy. But she's 9 years old, and I tell everybody that she's a 90-year-old woman trapped in the body of a black Labrador because she's got impeccable manners, and she just been having a really hard time with Ruby, who's just really kind of a jerk, and she wants Ruby to learn faster. So that's Jazzy, and we love her more than anything. That's all.
Thank you.
All right, I see another hand up. Yep. So, Rachel and crew, you're up.
Yes, Martin. This is Basie Bear. He's a very good-natured bear. I've known him for my entire life. So he's roughly 60 years old. I suspect he's going to outlive me. So I just thought you should all meet him. He's a sweet guy.
And Basie Bear lives on the headboard of our bed.
Yep. That's it.
Thank you. Let's see. Are there any other hands, virtual or on your camera? I think we might have gotten through everyone. Phyllis, did you have any pictures or animals there? Here, hold on a second. Evan will unmute you.
This is Prince. Prince we had from the time he was a puppy until he was 16. And he was actually my son Steve's dog. Just a really lovely dog, a Labrador Shepherd. I don't know if you can see him at all. He was almost all black, a little bit of white on his tip of his tail and paws, and a little on his chest. So that's Prince. And Steve still talks about him.
Thank
what a
you.
Wonderful dog he was.
Aw. Thank you. All right, I think we got through everyone. So the next thing is we have our prairie animal blessing. That's going to be done by Rachel. So I'll unmute Rachel. Rachel, are you ready to go?
Yeah. So are these the closing words too?
They're the closing words. There's kind of, it's kind of like if people at home looked at the order of service or what's the, there's like a repeating line at the end that I bolded. What does that say? It's like, I think we thank them or.
Yeah. There is a line that's, we give thanks. And what I'm going to do is ask that you join in at, silently or to yourselves or out loud, but I know you're muted. I'll raise my hand like this when it's time for you to say, we give thanks.
Perfect. Thank you.
So this is called Blessed Are All Living Things, and it's by Maureen Killoran. For the blessing of animal companions, we give thanks. For the beautiful ones whose fur is silky and whose tails are long, whose feathers are brilliant, or whose voices are splendid, we give thanks. For the frantic ones, the runts, and the hungry, who run for a food bowl or a pat as though this is life's last possible gift, we give thanks. For the obnoxious ones, the heads that butt against us as we're trying to sleep, the bodies that refuse to learn discretion as they make digestive gifts, we give thanks. For those who bark and purr and growl and mew, for all who squeak or squawk or snarl or hiss, we give thanks. For animals unknown to us, those whose niche in life's web is fragile, whose lives are insecure, for all who care for them and wish them well, we give thanks. Blessed are the animals. Blessed are the creatures who live with us and need our care. Blessed are the mammals and reptiles and the birds who teach us we are not alone. Blessed are all living things from whom we learn to love.
Thank you. That was very nicely read. Thank you, Rachel. The last thing we have is our closing song. So it's This Little Light of Mine, but there's a slight change instead of everywhere we go, because we aren't really going many places, we can just say, though I stay at home. So I'll leave everyone muted. I'm going to share my screen. So hang with me for a second. I'll share my screen so everyone can see the video and hopefully it will play. All right. So I'll try and make it large and hopefully it will go. All right. I realize it has a winter theme on that song, but it is really cold right now, and we got permission to use it, so we used it. So that is the end of our service. Thank you, everyone, for sharing of the pets and photos and stuffed animals. That was really fun. We're going to move into our coffee hour, so you're welcome to stick around for coffee hour time. We will usually start with guests and visitors, but I think everyone that's on right now is someone we know, so we could probably just move into joys and concerns. If you have a joy or a concern, you can raise your hand either on the participant list or you can raise your hand like this, and then after joys and concerns, we can just chat and hang out. So if anyone had a specific joy and concern that you wanted to